Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston's largest housing provider has a new leader. This week, former city councilor Kenzie Bock begins her role as administrator of the Boston Housing Authority, the agency that oversees the city's affordable housing. She joins me now. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
As the new leader, what's your philosophy and what direction do you want to take the agency in?
I think that public housing is a critical public good. And it's, to me, as central as the availability of public libraries, public transit, is the fact that we all know that, you know, things can happen in our lives. We can lose a job, we can get sick. And the question is, does that create a domino effect where we also lose our housing, or are we secure and able to stay in our communities? Obviously, we struggle with the fact that we don't have enough of the resource to meet demand. So even when we're providing the best customer service possible, we're still telling you, in the case of public housing, that you're on a 37,000 person wait list, which is tough. And it's why I'm so committed to adding units.
You mentioned the people on the waiting list. Some people on waiting lists have been on those lists for years. What's your plan to deal with that?
So it does come back to adding units. The reality is that in Boston, for a long time, we've had a commitment at the BHA to prioritizing housing folks out of homelessness. I think that's really critical. It means that our average new public housing tenant in Boston is much lower income than some other housing authorities nationwide. Unfortunately, that means that if you are stably housed and on the wait list, you can wait a very long time indeed. And it gets back to the fact that our housing ladder is broken today in Boston. I think of myself as stewarding sort of rungs 0 and 1 and 2 of the housing ladder. But what we find is even our folks in public housing who are doing well, who are earning more money, there's no rung 3, 4, 5, 6, and so there's nowhere for folks to move on to, and so then we don't free up spaces on the wait list. So to me, it gets back to the fact that all of the housing market in Boston is connected. So it means that even as we do our part to add new public housing units, there's also got to be new middle-income units, new market rate units that come on so that there's spaces for everyone.
How does it feel going into a job with challenges like that, that these are such big challenges, so entrenched? We have the housing crisis, we have the rising cost of living, we have the rising cost of construction. How do you deal with that emotionally?
It's the big, hard job that I want to be doing. It's the critical issue for the city of Boston. I always say that, you know, it doesn't matter how wonderful we make the city of Boston if Bostonians can't live here, can't stay here. So I think for me, emotionally, it's actually a huge relief to just be working on the main thing. I find that I don't therefore worry about it because it's what I spend every minute doing.
I'm curious about what's there in your background and your experiences that make you so passionate about this. And also just kind of what this step as administrator represents in your life, in your life stage.
So I love Boston, and what I love about Boston is a city that's diverse and that people can live their whole lives in and that people of every walk of life can live in and is not gatekept by income or race. And my grandfather was really invested in the affordable housing world and actually helped found a lot of the organizations that I work with now. And actually, my dad was involved in getting transitional housing sited in our neighborhood that's still there today. And so I grew up very much thinking from a kind of family perspective that people living in the city is the key building block to having a great city.
What's your plan to use more of the city's resources to help people who the BHA is housing?
Yeah, this is critical for me. I actually came from representing the wealthiest city council district in the city, right? It runs West End, Beacon Hill, Back Bay, Fenway, Mission Hill. And that district also includes most of the universities and hospitals and museums of the city and sports teams as well. And going from that to being BHA administrator just really underscored for me that Boston is a city full of resources, but they don't always get into our public housing communities. Putting the BHA at the heart of every city department decision, every like institutional resource allocation, that's got to be one of my main goals as the administrator.
Kenzie Bock is administrator of the Boston Housing Authority. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.